Oh my goodness.
Welcome. You will listen.
Oh. Was that the Laughing Buddha Lounge?
Buddha Lounge on the Scooter Diaries.
What do you know? Alright, I am... Just a minute. Shut off the music. I have to back up. Laughing Buddha, I will be listening to your music, but I must back this car out of the garage. And then I'll tell you all of the things you need to know. Oh, shut up, car. I am late. For starters, I am late. We're going to talk about tires today. I'm going to tell you about... I don't know what I'm going to tell you about. We got to get the... Oh, I'm going to the track. We got to talk about going to the track. And... what else needs to happen? I should tell you about what's been going on around here. About all the repairs I've been doing to the cars. Oh, I've been such a busy lesbian. Let me see if I can drive this car. So this is... Today we're driving in the Assassin, which is the 2011 Porsche Panamera 4-door, 400 horsepower, 7-speed dual-clutch transmission. Updated air suspension and sport mode and all that. Okay, so where are we going? We are going this way. Now, I have not driven this car very much, especially in the last 2-3 weeks, because it's been pissing rain. It's been pissing rain for 6 months continuously here in Vancouver. So, getting cars out on the road is like, it's not fun. Incidentally, we are on day 3 of sun, uninterrupted sunny days. So finally the spring has come. So let's not complain about the winter weather. Oh my God, it's taking so long for winter to be over around here. Ugh. I think that's why we're mostly depressed. But the sun is out. So, I changed the... We gotta stay on topic, Faye. Alright, we're gonna talk about this car. I changed the tires. I had these super magnificent, fantastic Pirelli Sato Zero Series 2 full winter mud and snow tires on this car, which are... They were just magnificent. And now I've taken those winter tires off, and I'm now operating on these Conti Pro Contact. How many times can you say the word Conti in the label of a tire? Anyway, I'm not really a fan of these Conti Pro Contacts. They don't grip nearly as well as those winter tires do. Definitely not in the wet. But I haven't had much opportunity to test them out, so I gotta be testing this car today. The problem is, we have an appointment. I've gotta get to this place, do this thing. There's not gonna be any time for driving a car today. We have too much to do. So, in order to fix this little problem, I have decided to take this car, the Porsche Panamera, to the track. So this is going to be the way that I'm going to exercise these tires to find out exactly what this car can do on these miserable Conti Pro Contacts. I have to say, I have had Continentals before on many vehicles, and they're just not good enough. There's a better tire, the Conti Pro. They're all Conti Pro Contact lines, whatever kind of iteration, which is a mid-range tire, and that's fine. Part of the conundrum with these tires is, as a traveling sedan floating along on the highway tire, it's a good tire. It does the job. It's quiet, it's soft, and it handles reasonably well. So you really need to decide what usage you're going to do for this. Anyway, I'm going to track these tires and try to wear them out so I can get nicer tires. Wait till I call to Mr. Anderson with cap in hand and say, I need more money for tires. Oh, dear. But we just bought tires. So that's fun there. Item number two on Car Repairs Incorporated. I have been able to, I had this very nagging leak in, a slow leak in the front passenger tire of that 911 Dorian Gray. And I've had to fill the tire up every month or so. It comes down a bit and it pulls because, you know, one low pressure in one corner, the steering pulls to that side. So it's very annoying. Anyway, I finally popped the tire off and gave it a good going over leak and found a leak in the valve stem, of course. So I had to take that in to get a valve stem put in. But now that tire no longer leaks, knock wood, because I have not tested it yet. But it definitely had a problem with the valve stem. All right, and then I've been able to do my spring cleaning a little bit. So all cars are... I'm feeling a little better about my life because my cars are clean. So I think I might actually survive. The problem is I never get the chance to go out and drive these cars, which is... You know, I've got this stable of these really interesting and fun cars, and I never get time to drive them because I'm working all the time. And a job that I hate. So, I don't really have a lot of time these days. I'm feeling like the demands on my time have been many and difficult. So many things to do and so little time. I don't know. It is 100% due to this miserable job. I didn't want to be complaining about my job, but it's just ruining me. It's making me miserable and difficult and unhappy. Boy, it's been hard to keep the happiness level turned up on that dial. Oh, I'm telling you, people. Anyway, there's a lot to do around this town, and I ain't got enough time to do it. Let us see now oh, for fuck's sake, I gotta get in front of this guy. Okay, we're gonna do some testing on this car now. Let's put her into super duper mode. Man, when you tighten everything up in this car, it is unbelievable. Little loose. The rear end is little loose with these tires. Conti Pro Contacts. I just do not like these tires. Maybe it's okay because it's a little more rear end happy. So that might be all right. I'd rather it be rear end happy than understeery. So, I wonder if they designed that in. I didn't find that so much with the other tires. I think these Conti Pro Contacts are just a little slippery. Yeah.
The Laughing Buddha Lounge on the Scooter Diaries. Comments to the Scooter Diaries at gmail.com. Follow the Laughing Buddha on Twitter.
You have not been listening to the Laughing Buddha Lounge. You've been listening to me, the Fey Driver. But thank you, Laughing Buddha, for that music from whence's past. That was a long time ago you were putting out that music, and you just can't do it anymore, right? Your heart is dead. You hate the world. You just want to curl up in a ball and weep. Oh, you go ahead and do that, Laughing Buddha. I'm going to do the same. So, I don't know, folks. I just don't know what to tell you. Listen, do you hear that trucker Alex behind me and that diesel of his? I better take this lane here. So, you know, my show has been a little disjointed of late. I'm sorry about that. I haven't had the time to get out and podcast. When I do go out for a drive in a car, I'm just really venting off a lot of steam, and you don't want to be there for that. There's a lot of tire squealing and engine revving, like that guy, like that trucker Alex. So, I will try to be lucid for you today. Now, we have several chores to do today. I have several places to be. And, you know, this is going to be a choppy show. I'll just put it that way. This is going to be a choppy show. And I'm almost at one of my many million destinations. Oh, Mr. Anderson and I have been working on did I tell you about my teeth? I gotta tell you about the yard and my teeth. I had a tooth ripped out of my head. It's now a month ago, and my God, it was the worst experience, a dental situation I've had in my entire life. Perhaps I've already talked about this, but oh, the guy took an hour to rip a tooth out of my head. I'll just give you the really short version. Oh, and now it's healed. I'm no longer in pain every day of my life. My face no longer hurts. Maybe that's what's made me so miserable. Oh my God, this dentist was reefing around in my mouth. I swear to God, from the time the freezing took effect, it was 65 minutes of tooth pulling. That is not an exaggeration. It's the God's honest truth. One full hour, the guy was trying to get the tooth out of my head. So, I apologize if I've told you this before. But my God, that was a rough one. Look at these people lined up for gas. They're lined up out the fucking road to get the gas for the two cents off a liter, which is now only $1.54 a liter. This is why I can't drive these cars, because the gas is too goddamn much in fuel. Oh, brother. Okay. So, anyway, my face is feeling better. And I'm going to live, but the process is not over. I still need to decide if I'm going to put an implant in there or a bridge. In any case, I've arrived at my destination for now, so you'll have to wait to hear what other nonsense I've been up to, and I'll talk to you later. I am the Fey Driver. You can email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com.